snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow. I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
And we're going to talk about snow today, of course. We're not sure we're going to get some. We've had a lot of it in the mountains this week. Yes. And we might be getting it in the lowlands very soon. I'm KPLU's environment reporter, Bellamy Palethorpe. Thank goodness we've got our weather expert, Cliff Mass, here to explain why this forecast is so tricky. Hi, Cliff.
Hi.
I'm hearing
this is a hard one.
I am hearing lots of maybes in the snowcast for the weekend. What have you got?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty here. I want to say that right at the beginning, but I'll tell you how it looks like it's going to sequence out. First today, clouds, highs in the upper 40s, you know, a few sprinkles, especially south of Seattle, nothing exciting. But tomorrow is a more interesting situation. We will have air that's cold enough for snow over us. And then a system, a small little system, is approaching us from the northwest off the Pacific. Now, right now, it looks like we will start as snow from roughly Seattle up to Bellingham, and then it'll transition to rain later in the afternoon. So the precipitation will start somewhere between 10 o'clock and noon tomorrow. It looks like it'll transition to snow pretty quickly.
How much snow, Cliff?
There could be as much as a few inches. Again, not south of Seattle. This is from Seattle northward. Bellingham, it's a sure thing. Now, the problem with this is it's all extraordinarily sensitive to where the low is and the temperature of the air. So it could be that the snow line is pushed up to Everett, pushed up to Whidbey Island, or it could be pushed down to Tacoma. So it's really on the edge, and it's extraordinarily sensitive to exactly how things play out. So the main message is it is possible for us to get some snow late in the morning into the afternoon. It looks like as the low goes by that it'll warm up, and then it'll turn to rain. So a few inches.
That's on which day, Cliff?
And this is on Saturday now. We're just talking about Saturday at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the problems are not over yet. This low moves by, colder air moves back in, and then a Pacific warm front will be approaching on Sunday, particularly Sunday afternoon and evening. Now, it may be cold enough at that point for snow to form as that system comes in, and that's something I'm looking at right now. But that's chance number two. So we have two possibilities here, and everything is unbelievably sensitive to exactly the temperature of the air over us and exactly where these systems come from and how they approach. So, I mean, there's times where there's amazing amount of uncertainty, and this is it. And you know, we saw that a few weeks ago. We saw these little lows coming off the Pacific, and exactly where they went made all the difference in the snow. And that's going to be the same thing this weekend.
And so what do we know about the forecast? Can we say we'll be snow-free on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, after the warm front goes through, we'll warm up and then we'll turn back into rain. So I'm not worried about, you know, the latter part of the forecast. It looks like we'll be plenty warm enough to switch over. But we have two shots at the snow business. And clearly, the greater risk is the North Sound. So north of Seattle, Bellingham, I think some snow up there is a sure thing. But the probabilities decrease. I mean, we really should be talking about probabilities. I shouldn't say it's going to snow or not snow. If we were really honest, I'd be talking about probabilities.
Fair enough. But let's get the big picture here. The mega snow we had this week, where does that leave us in terms of snowpack and water resources compared to average years? Do you think we're going to be okay this year?
Oh, we're going to be fine. Now, this week was extraordinary. We went from a really deficient snowpack, and a lot of places in the Northwest were down to the order of 50% of normal. Well, we've had so much snow, and we're talking about 4, 6, 8 feet in some places, that the snowpack in Washington State now is approaching normal. There's a number of locations that are at 90% of normal, which is pretty much there. And even the lowest places are down, you know, 75, 80. So our snowpack is really in very good shape right now. And there's going to be more. I mean, this system coming over the weekend, that's going to give even more snow to the mountains. So the snow in the mountain situation here in Washington State is fine. Oregon has got quite a bit, but they're still down roughly at that 50% of normal range. And as you go down to California, it grades down to about 30% of normal.
All right, but Washingtonians, Salish Sea people, pack your chains.
Well, I don't know if you'll need them in the lowlands, but...
just in case.
You may need them again in the mountains, I think.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he blogs up a storm every week. He's also out there in the community a lot. Next weekend, you can geek out on the weather with him at the annual Northwest Weather Workshop in Seattle. Cliff helped organize it. You'll find a link to that and lots more at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.